Someone called me up this week with an interesting question. He was shopping. He was in a store. He was shopping for a Shabbos winter coat. And he found a coat that he liked. And he was about to buy it. And then he realized that it had some sort of a built-in electric warming system. I don't know if you ever heard of this. I never heard of this before. But so you could press a button, and then it warms your coat and warms you. So that's part of the coat. So he was buying it for Shabbos. He wanted to know, what about Shabbos? Should that be a problem to wear such a coat on Shabbos? So obviously the case is, I asked, but the case is that you can't, it's not the type of thing that you put in and take out. It's not meant to be removed. It's built into the coat. If it was meant to be removed, so you could easily take it out. If you didn't take it out, so then we would probably view whatever wiring it has as Mukta and the coat as not Mukta, and then the coat would be a Basis Ladavar Aser. The coat would be Mukta if you didn't take it out. It would be the same status as the wiring itself. It would be Klisha Malachta Lizard. But that's not the case. It's built in. It's not meant to be taken out. So it's one integrated object, the coat with the warming system. Is such a coat Mukta on Shabbos? So when you have an object that can be used for mutter purposes, it can be used for non-mutter purposes on Shabbos. So the question is, how do you define such an object? Is it a kli shel malach d'lis or a kli shel malach d'heter? And the answer is that it depends on rov tashmisho. It depends on what it's most commonly used for. If it's most commonly used for malacha purposes, then it's a kli shel malach d'lis. And if it's most commonly used for non-mutter purposes, then it is a kli shel malach d'heter. Even if it can be used for activities that are usher on Shabbos. Mashal Ma'ad Dover Dolme. Itai here is wearing a beautiful watch. And that watch, like most watches, can be used. Most commonly is used just to look at the time, I imagine. Is that right? But you can press buttons on that watch, which would be usher on Shabbos. Most watches have something that you can do which is usher on Shabbos. You can pull it out and pull out the thingy and change the time, or you can press buttons. Nonetheless, a regular watch is not mukta on Shabbos. We consider it a kli shel malach d'heter, even though you can press the buttons, because that's not what you most commonly do with it. So too, a coat. So it would depend on how the coat is used. If the coat is mostly used just to wear, and sometimes you also press the button and it warms up the coat. So I still think it would be a kli shel malach d'heter, and totally not mukta on Shabbos. Obviously, you can't press the button on Shabbos. But it would be not mukta at all on Shabbos. If the coat is mostly used, most of the time that you wear it, you press the button, so then it would be a kli shel malach d'iser, and the coat would be mukta on Shabbos, even if you're planning to not press the button on that particular occasion. Even if that's the case, and it would be a kli shel malach d'iser is still mutter l'tzorech gufo. So if you don't have a different coat to wear, you could still wear it on Shabbos. If you needed it, if it was cold and you didn't have a different coat, you could wear it. But then if you had a different option, you would want to wear the other option. So Lemaisa, since he was buying it to use for Shabbos, I would imagine that most of the time he would wear it. He would not be pressing the button, in which case it would be a kli shel malach d'heter. In my humble opinion, it would be mutter to wear on Shabbos. At the end, he said he just felt weird about it and he was going to buy a different one. But an interesting discussion nonetheless. Have a great day and a great Shabbos. Please do pick up the chairs.